I'm with you in it, my man. It's our version of like a buddy comedy on the road.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
Hi, this is Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here, high atop Chicagoland in the Allstate Skyline studio. And on the line with us now, excited to have, honored to have, amused to have, one of the inspirational forces of Funny Four, the number one television show, number one unscripted comedy, True TV. And it is our family's favorite. It is one of our favorites. And our favorite joker of all is on the line. It's tough, right? Because they are all so great. Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you. That's a heck of an intro I got to live up to.
Well, you deserve it, as I think the accolades go. And I think some of what has made you guys so appealing is that so many people can relate to you and so many people can appreciate it. You've got, I think, a humble kind of approach to the success that you guys have had, because as you got into it, lifelong friends, right? It says it right in the beginning. Who knew that you'd reach the top of the mountain here?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, we are really on this journey together, which is so fortunate and fun. You know, most people have to tell their friends what their life is like. We get to live it alongside of each other, so it's really great.
Well, okay, think about this. Is there any point, and we've had Murr on before, you know, he talks about his books and he's got other kind of things that he's doing, and one of the things, and you look at different bands, you know, as success comes and there's tension between the bands, and you've got one, let's say David Lee Roth or something like that, that maybe takes sort of, is there any time where you guys have to have sort of that team meeting and say like, hey, Sal, you know, you're getting too big, or is it just something that's kind of a kinetic, symbiotic thing, kind of a yin yang between the four of you?
Yeah, it's kind of a yin yang at this point. I mean, I think the thing is that we were such a strong force together as friends, and we have gotten through most of our fights before it all happened. You know, we know how to deal with each other at this point. You know, we're getting, coming up on 30 years of friendship, which is insanity. You know, and only about, you know, 8 or 9 years of the TV show. So there's been a lot of ups and downs before this whole thing even happened. And I think, you know, we know how to deal with each other, and we use each other to help, you know, facilitate any conversations that have to happen, you know, and we stop each other from killing each other.
Well, okay, so you're an inspiration, I think, maybe a leader on the thought process not to kill each other, but also on the family side and kind of the growing up side, as much as you guys can do it with, you got the wife and you got the kids and you've got all of that,
yep,
kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, when I told my 7-year-old, and our whole family are huge fans of the show, when I told my 7-year-old, she was so excited that I was going to get a chance to talk to you. Are you surprised? Because some of the humor is a little bit kind of, you know, edgy and sometimes blue and sometimes sort of adult, that whether it's old people or little kids, everybody loves it.
No, I mean, it's really is a family show, and we found that out early on in the beginning, you know, where we've had these families that actually come to our, and even our live shows, when we do our live shows, families come out together, and that's one of my favorite parts of this whole journey, is that I remember growing up and watching TV with my, you know, mother and father and laughing around the television, and to be the part of that story for other families and to give them those memories is really, really not, you know, it's really something cool for this whole experience for me.
Yeah. When you do the things, here it is, giving more people what they want, which is more of what it is that you guys do. The show is super popular, but the tours, right? And so we got a chance to drive down to Normal, Illinois, which is a couple hours south of Chicago, for a sold out performance for the Krangis McBasketball Tour. And now you're going to be here relatively closer to the Chicago area, Chicago proper. You're doing some recon today, you know, for this summer spectacular. Talk about what's going to be different. I know it's going to be edgier. You're bringing in some great personalities, Pat McGann. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's more of a like a day thing. It is an amphitheater, so it's a bigger show, and there'll be you know, one of my favorite things is, of course, we have some support in comedy, and we're excited about that we got a chance to work with other comics and some local comics of people that are here, which is really fun. You know, we're excited because you know, Jessica Kirsten, who's going to be with us, she was on our cruise, she did our cruise with us.
Yes,
of course, Kyle, you know, Kyle's gonna be with us, and Pat McGann, and it's really just fun to have other people take place in the comedy, make it more of like an event for the day. You know, you get a little bit more chance for more comedy. And then we jokerify it a little bit by having things like we're going to have our museum, our mobile museum that has props from the show and things that everybody can check out, some of the live things from the show that have been on the television show, which is really cool. You know,
a mobile museum. So what kind of things would it be? Would it be that, you know, Q's hair that Murr wore? Would it be the remaining piece
of the wig,
of the
wig's dog in there? Oh, like, gotcha. The Captain Fat Fat Belly outfit, I'm pretty sure, is in it. I think the bowl from Scoops Get Potatoes is in there. So, you know, it's just really a little, it's cool to see some of the props, because so much of our show is really, and so much of our story is the props and prop work. So I think people really like that. And to get to see it and bring that on the road is a lot of fun for us.
One of the things that you got to, you guys are at the point now where you're sort of vetting opportunities, whether you have to decide if this line of action figures or kids' lunchboxes works for you, if that's kind of thing that you guys want to do on the product side, or some of these other projects like the movie or the cruise. So let's talk a little bit about the movie that's coming out. You guys filmed it. Is it basically just sort of a documentary of kind of the maybe the behind the scenes action with the, or is it some, or is it like Kiss Meets the Phantom? Is it something totally different?
No, it's not that. it's comedy. It is the, we did hidden camera challenges on the road inside of like a soft narrative where you basically, we took the show on the road and competed from New York to Miami in different hidden camera challenges. So it's really, really fun. It's our version of like a buddy comedy on the road.
So Misery Index is coming out on TBS. So it's going to be your guys' first stab at a game show. And is this the kind of thing, did you guys help create this? Because I think part of the beauty of the show and the popularity is its simplicity. Obviously, you got to have the right personalities and it's unscripted. So you got to just automatically come up with funny stuff. But for the game show, is it something that you guys are excited about?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Actually, we actually got more excited for it after we filmed it, because we realized like how it really is like part of our personality just to debate topics that don't necessarily need debating. And that's what that show is, which is a lot of fun, because basically, you know, you have to say what is more miserable on this index and you're comparing things. And we're known for our debating. You see that on the show too. We do that a lot, either inside challenges or in behind the scenes when we're just talking as friends. So it's really a good fit and it was a lot of fun to do. And I'm excited for people to see it. I think they're really going to like it.
Yeah, it's coming up, and we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com August 10th at the Hollywood Casino. It is the Krangis Summer Spectacular. It's going to be a full day of the Jokers. And before we let you go, and this is one of the things too, I think part of the success that you have, you get to share the personalities and of course things that are near and dear your passions. You know, we're a dog family, and I love how you're able to share a lot of your support, not only for the dog community, but adoption, rescue, and all that.
Yeah. I mean, Adopt on Shop is a big thing for me. And, you know, I'm a proud owner of four dogs right now. Probably going to have a fifth again pretty soon, where we, you know, we try to give a little love to those little less fortunate buddies that are out there. So I've done my part to help, you know, spread that word and message and awareness. And it's kind of fun to see my daughter, you know, she's coming up now. She's 4 years old. So when we go to shelters and stuff for a visit, it's really cool to see her be there and help out and things. So it's really cool. And I always say, you know, if you have enough room in your heart, nobody loves you like a rescue dog.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. So let the listeners know we're talking with Impractical Jokers superstar Joe Gatto. And the very last thing, you are in Chicago doing recon today. When you get, I think through the tours and through everything that's gone on with the show, you get an opportunity to see America, all sorts of different places in America, and share what it is you do with a lot of people. When you're in Chicago, what do you like to do?
I don't get to spend, normally when we're doing the tour, I don't get to spend like a day to walk around and be like touristy, because we normally fly in, do the show, and have to get on to the next one. Right. So it's kind of fun to have a day here, even though I'm doing, you know, press and things, but it's kind of fun to have a day to walk around. I actually got to go to the Bean. You know, I got to be a little bit of a tourist. You know, I went on the Michigan Street Bridge and stuff. It was really fun to walk around the city, but in a different life before now, I actually spent some time in Chicago. One of my old jobs, I was out here for training, and I spent like 4 weeks out here, which is really cool. And I always love Chicago, the vibe, the people, the food. It really is a cool city. So I'm excited to be here for a day.
You got a lot of fans, and I got to tell you that too, that amphitheater over there at in Tinley Park is going to be filled up for that. Those people want to keep up with your adventures, come out and obviously see and experience it with you. And then also follow you on social media. You do a ton of stuff on there and share so much.
Yeah.
Where can people go?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @Joe_Gatto. And you can see pictures of me being silly and my family and dogs. That's pretty much what it is. It's me making a fool of myself, a dog or a child.
Well, it's paying some big dividends in every single one of those areas. And Joe, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for taking time out. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Oh, I appreciate it. And thanks so much for the talk. You're a great guy, Dane. Thank you.